there has been an increase in what is being referred to as reality television. And there are quite a lot of reality television shows that are out there screens at the moment. Amazon is one known as the Twitter. There was a celebrity trade just that day that I can get quite a number of people are talking about, of course, but unfortunately. But there is one that is known as the Masked Singer. This one, I have watched a few of these ones. And the idea of the show is that you would have physically celebrities who will dress up in all manner of things. I used to one the other day dressed up like a prostitute, which was quite interesting. And really, really trying to see, and there will be clues, and there will be things that people will say, and then the judges will have to try and guess who the Masked Singer is. Is anyone one of the Masked Singer? But the lovely thing about that show is not just about the dressing up. It's about the regulation when the mask is filled by and when all the clues that are being mentioned make sense and they learn from this one particular person. It is absolutely incredible. Well, the season of Epiphany is something alive to us. Not that Jesus Christ, the liberty of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, hide themselves from us, but it is more than that of it, where that revelation is made. Where all those prophecies that had been prophesied a long time ago are met in this one child, are fulfilled in this one person, and the revelation is made unto all. In the chart, this is already for the other direction last week, we do look at a few of these incidences, starting with Jesus being revealed to the wise men, the Magi, the three kings, people from far away. We then take time to reflect on Jesus being revealed at the waters of baptism. That Sunday, we're looking at Jesus being revealed in his first recorded miracle, turning water into wine. At the conversion of St. Paul again, we look at Jesus being revealed before the soul of others in the time. And then at Candlemas, the presentation of Jesus at the temple, again, he was being revealed. Of course, when you look at all those things I mentioned and how they are ordered every Sunday, they're a bit mixed up here and there. Right. So, if we were just to put that in order, which one do you think came first? Of all those five things that you've mentioned, which one do you think came first? Do you think a major arrived first? So what do you think? Yeah, I can see some of these and the social arriving first. Yeah? Yeah? Do you think the presentation is happening first? I think it's a presentation that happened first, 8 days that Jesus was born. So 8 days, Jesus is presented to the temple. And then you have the Magi hailing, coming to him. Probably aged 1.5 years, probably just near 2 years after that particular time, I would think. Yeah. Because possibly you see King Herod saying he was sending out his decree. The massacre of the innocents, the age that he just mentioned. And the baptism of the Jordan. Jesus was at the time. Probably turning water into wine, this first recorded miracle, probably around that time as well. But then the last one, the conversion of St. Paul. At what point did Jesus' life do you think that happened? After the death and ascension. But all of these things, in this season of recruitment, we draw on to them the one key thing, the revelation of God in Jesus Christ. So today, we stand at the Jordan River, the baptism of Jesus Christ. And we find John the Baptist calling people to repentance. John the Baptist has been urging people to turn their lives around and to prepare their hearts for the coming of God. Lots of people have gathered to come to listen to John the Baptist. He was not preaching by the corner somewhere in the city. It was out in the wilderness, and people had traveled from so far to come and listen to him. In this context, Jesus arrives, not standing at all above the crowds, not set apart, but stepping in the same water that everyone else was drinking from, shoulder to shoulder with all those who have come to listen to John. Of course, there is a question: why did Jesus listen to John? He's the man caught as John, that is there, as according to other writings. Of course, because for that there is, you know, what you call, you know, the China stuff, what is really going on, what is really happening there. Some people suggest different things. Saint Augustine, whom I do really enjoy, does mention this, you know, that, you know, Christ coming to be baptized, it was not him who is sensing, but because of what he sent to us. That is Saint Augustine. But there is something about being in solidarity, being one with the people that he came to save, living out his name, Emmanuel, God together with us. Revealing that he is not a God who is removed from his people, but he's a God who is one with his people. Whatever his people are experiencing, he so does. Revealing that his humanity is a testament that all the things that we do experience, he himself did experience. He experienced grief when his friend Lazarus died. He was hungry at some point. At one point, he was actually quite hungry. Sometimes we really hard. He slept. He was tired. All those things that we did, we see them in Jesus Christ. He is not one that is removed from us. He is indeed one of us. Emmanuel, God together with us. He is a God who enters fully into the human condition, into the mighty waters of life, into those vulnerabilities, into those sleepy situations and circumstances in life. Even there is a presence of God. In fact, he identifies with us. Every aspect of our lives, he identifies with us. It is him choosing solidarity for our separation, love for us of the distance. Emmanuel, God together. Rather, baptism of Christ, in my personal view, I think there is something much more incredible that is happening here. It is not just a revelation of Jesus Christ himself. It is not just Jesus making himself known and identifying with us. But it is a revelation of the Godhead, the Trinity within love. In this beautiful image that Matthew makes passing, we hear the voice of God the Father. Jesus is the Holy Spirit descending as a dove, and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is there in the mighty waters of the Jordan. It is a revelation of the Godhead. It is a revelation of the relationship in the Godhead. which is a revelation of an invitation from God. Here in the margin of the Jordan, in the midst of those who are seeking forgiveness, listening and following a man who someone who described as well, John the Baptist, the Godhead is indeed. Here in the mark of the Jordan, we see the relationship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The tearing open of the heavens symbolizing God coming down to be with his people, to be his. Of course, this tearing down, we'll read that portion again later on. We come to think about the death of Jesus Christ, how the pattern was formed and taught to the resurrection. Of course, here in this final moment of the kingdom, the Godhead is revealed and reveals the desire, its right desire, to be in relationship. The words of the Father are again really important. And they tell us about this Son who is beloved. And the belovedness of the Son becomes his identity. The Son is not beloved because of what he has done. There is no recorded thing that the Son has done up to this point. Notice everything that might record it, it might be things that are not recorded. And nothing has been recorded up to this point. But Jesus has done it in the past of the extraordinary. But still, he is beloved. Being beloved of God is part of his identity. Because the divine drama, this is a really important moment. The Savior that people have been waiting for is indeed here, and he is being revealed to all men. In this season, particularly as we read all these things, as we reflect on the time of Jesus revealed himself to the people, they all responded in a way. Mary died with their gifts and worship. John the Baptist, the master of the was Jesus. In the time of the water, they required the disciples believing in him, and his friends believed that indeed he is the Messiah. The conversion of Paul, he becomes changed person from Saul to Paul, from a persecutor to one who goes out there to preach the gospel, even to those who are out and beyond. By the dedication, the temple, we do see that those who have been waiting for Jesus receive him with great joy and great gladness. So this day, as we reflect on this one, as we reflect on this revelation of Jesus Christ as the Son of God, beloved is his identity. Ask, not being quite, what we have done in our past, our achievements, and none of them as well. But God loving us equally as His children. I wonder what our response to this to us today will be. What will be our response to this equal invitation to be in a relationship? Because all this, the Christmas story, coming of the age of the singing of the angels, the child being born, is all about Jesus wanting to be in a relationship with us. Wonder what our response will be. I hope it will be a resounding yes in a relationship. One of my favorite colors is green, blue, and red. That's my color. Pretty good one. It's just the last part. I don't want to finish it three times. And the writer says, what can I give you, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what can I give? I give my heart. May this be our response.